You're listening to the EWN Podcast Network.
Welcome to Spotlight on eWomen, the place for everything eWomen Network. Entrepreneur, enterprising, enlightening, and exciting. Please welcome your eWomen host, Phyllis Smith.
Hello and welcome to Spotlight on eWomen Network, where our members share stories of transformation and success. I'm so excited to have you with us today. So today's member spotlight is one that will shock, amaze, and surely inspire you. She was raised in poverty in a shack in the Dominican Republic and beaten every day of her young life. And today, she is transforming mothers around the world through her coaching and speaking and numerous appearances in the media. Please welcome, from Dallas, Texas, founder of The Positive Mom, Elena Fernandez. Hi, Elena.
Hi, I am so honored and so excited to be here. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
So, you know, I've met you several times at chapter events, and every time I've seen you, you always have a smile on your face. You look so, just like now, you are no different. You always seem so happy and smiley and beautiful. You have your children with you most often. And I was always struck by that. And I'm always thinking, you know, you never know. You never know. I always say everybody's got a story. Yeah. And I always thought, oh, what a happy person, right? And you are obviously now. But it wasn't always that way, as I alluded to in my introduction to you. So tell us, I mean, you started out in a shack in the Dominican Republic, in living in extreme poverty. So let's start there. What was that like? Give us some details about what that kind of experience was like for you.
Well, I always, you know, look back and think back to those humble beginnings, and I am in awe of really what we didn't know about how we lived. We woke up early in the morning and our chores included fetching water in the river, just going through the trash, trying to find toys, eating old cereal that people had thrown out. We went to school, and if we had shoes, they were given to us or donated to us, and they had holes or they were dirty. And, you know, it was always that reality that you are different from everyone else and that education is the way out of the slum. Or so that was the belief that my parents always tried to really get to click in my head. And basically, I think that that just knowing that you live in a different reality. I remember some of my painful memories are, you know, on Three Kings Day, because we don't celebrate Santa Claus. We have Tres Reyes Magos, we call them, that represent the three wise men. And so if you were a good child, they came in and bearing gifts, right? And I remember, you know, thinking, why am I not important? Why do I never get a gift? Why do I always have to go and seek my own? And they're always old and torn and dirty. Why? What is it about me that you know, why did God decide that I needed to be born in these circumstances different from everybody else? Why can't I just play like the other kids? Why can't I just be a child? Why do I have to fight so hard to get out of somewhere when other people aren't ever there? So that was, what went through my mind. And I think the struggle was not so much, I'm so hungry right now. There's no electric power. We don't have a couch. It was more like, why me? Why am I different? Why do I have to kind of, you know, climb my way out of here?
Well, growing up that way, though, you are living in a slum with other children, other families living in a slum. How did you know there was something better on the other side?
Well, you know, my parents were very progressive, and they enrolled me in school at a very young age. I was 2 and a half when I went to school, and I always saw the other kids. So I was always mingling with people in an environment where I didn't belong, but I wanted to belong because that was the way out. In order for me to go to a different place, I had to find somewhere to belong and kind of resign to the idea that I belonged where I was living.
Now, you say that you were abused every day of your young life. So who was abusing you?
Well, you know, my mother was always very angry, and I think there was a misunderstanding as to what I was supposed to be. I was always a spirited child. I was always telling my stories. And, you know, that brought a lot of shame to her, I believe. I can't speak for her, but I can see that there was, you know, now looking back, that there was pain and shame in the things that I said, because I like to speak up and I like to share my truth. So I got in trouble a lot, and that trouble resulted in being beat up. You know, I often had bruises and stitches and you know, scratches and scars. And that was part of my reality. I knew that being myself always led to pain. I always knew that no matter what I did, I was always going to be in trouble, and that I tried to be perfect, but I just couldn't understand what that perfection was or how to reach for it. I remember, you know, just striving to be approved, wanting a compliment, wanting to stop being compared to my brother or sister or to other kids who seemed to have it all together, while I was always falling short of that idea of who I should be or become.
What were your brother and you? So you have one brother, one sister?
Well, I have five now, but at that time I only had two.
And so were they hearing that? I mean, were they getting abused as well?
Well, it was a you know, crazy dynamic, because we were all treated differently, you know, in different levels of acceptance and I would say behavior interaction. But I was the oldest, so I definitely, and the most outspoken and strong, you know, I have always been who I am today. I was just, you know, raised to believe that that was wrong, that I was not supposed to be powerful or outspoken. That definitely played a part, because my personality, my being definitely triggered those responses.
Isn't that interesting how we are sort of born a certain way? Like, why did you speak out? Why were you spirited? What was in you? And what courage you had to speak out, knowing that you could get beaten for what you say.
And I just smile so big right now, because I have a 3-year-old that is exactly like that. And you know, she is, my girls, you know them, Alicia and Alyssa, they are 13 and 14 now. And, you know, people always fear the teenage years, but they are the sweetest. However, my teenager is my 3-year-old. She's the one that's larger than life and so spirited and always questioning and always challenging, which is a very healing opportunity for me, because I can mother her differently and understand that those traits and those you know, characteristics are going to be what are the things that are going to lead her to being her best self and the most beautiful and successful person that she can be.
Do you ever find yourself getting angry because he speaks out, or you're glad in a certain way?
With my daughter, no, I am very glad. I, you know, sometimes act, you know, have a poker face and, you know, tell her, yes, we're going to do it this way. But inside I'm, you know, smiling and knowing, you know, this is my mirror and I have the grand opportunity to heal throughout, you know, giving her the mothering that I always wish I would have had. And in that same sense, you know, I believe that my mother, who has, you know, really transformed into a different person, has the opportunity to experience my childhood and what she couldn't do because she didn't know better. She can do it with my daughter as well. So I think she brings everybody full circle. Because, you know, the reason I do what I do in my life is because I understand that nobody's really born a positive mom, that we all need skills and experiences and resources to understand how to interact with our children or how to battle the trauma, the pain, the struggles, the regrets, the guilt that come with motherhood. So I know that my mother didn't have that. And, you know, I know that my experience with her led me to seek for that. So I want to make it available to all of the moms in the entire world so that there are no little Elinas out there that have to question whether they are worth much or, you know, worth anything at all.
So you sounds like you've reconciled with your mother.
Yeah, you know, somewhat in what I've been able to do. Absolutely.
So you had a moment you talk about when you were on the beach. You talked about how one of your jobs was to get water for the family. You'd go to the river, am I correct?
Yes.
To get water. And when you went to the river, you found a magazine, and that magazine changed your life. Tell us that story.
Yes, well, you know, we were surrounded by a lot of things in our slum, and some of the things were a neighborhood dumpster. So we lived kind of on the back of a neighborhood that, and we always got their trash, which was a blessing to us. You know, they always say that somebody else's trash can be your treasure, and that's what it was to us. So, you know, we always went that way to fetch water and things like that. And I found a magazine, and in this magazine, my brother and I were, you know, just kind of looking at that, like, this looks different. And so I opened it up, and it was soggy and smelly, as things in the trash usually are. But it was different. And I saw these faces, and I saw these kids, and I saw these families, you know, mom and dad together, and they were reading with the child, and their faces just expressed this joy and beauty and unity, and they were just so happy. And I could feel it so vividly, and it pierced my core, because obviously that is not what I experience in my family. Not only do I not have those material things, because I never owned a book, even though that was my dream to read and to write. But you know, it was not just the toys and the clothing. It was more that feeling of completion in that family unit. And so I decided, you know what, I am going to seek for that. That's what I want. And my brother and I was, you know, 7 years old. So, and he was, you know, even littler. So I just decided, you know what, this is what I need to do. I need to learn this language. And it was in English. So I decided that I was going to start my first business, and I was going to save up money to learn the code on how to have a happy family.
Wow. So you learned English, but then eventually you got out of the Dominican Republic. So I imagine, how did that transpire? How did you get out of that slum and eventually came north?
Well, you know, I started learning English and finding jobs. You know, I decided to teach English as a second language when I was 15 and graduated from high school. I told you I went to school really young. And then I moved to the capital where I went to college. And in that setting, I started, you know, succeeding and excelling in school, and traveled in a program that was called the Work and Travel Program. And that's how I was able to travel often to the United States. and work and, you know, make American dollars mm-hmm. and all of that. And so I met the father of my children, of Alicia and Alyssa, and got married, moved to California. And it was like a fairy tale, a dream come true. So I moved out of the slum at 15, almost 16 years old. And then when I was 21, I settled in California with him.
And that didn't go so well. Other than having two magnificent children, how that marriage eventually ended. And it left you once again in a very, very difficult state.
Yes, you know, that was one of the most, I would say it was the darkest moment of my life. Even though I have been through very horrible tragedies in my life, you know, in my youth, in my childhood, when you have these beautiful, precious darlings, you know, they were 1 and 2 years old. I endured a lot of violence in that marriage because I wanted to have that family, that picture that I had seen. And I found myself as a single mom and homeless. And I was financially dependent or codependent. I didn't have a bank account. I didn't know how to drive. You know, I was just really lost. I had lost myself. I had lost that spirited child. I had, you know, once again, believed that I had to silence myself and conform to somebody else's idea of who I needed to be able to have approval and appreciation and, you know, acknowledgement. So when I found myself a single mom, it was just, you know, how do I do this? I barely learned to be a mom. I'm still figuring out how to do this. And I am afraid I'm going to beat my children up. You know, I was afraid that that was inside of me. And I had so many emotions. And then I was forced to get out of my motherly role and become once again that person that has to fight to get back and have what other people rightfully have. So I fell back into that feeling again. Like I'm not going to get my Reyes Magos gifts.
You know, you're a fighter. Boy, you know, it's so interesting when you hear about this, you know, making lemonade out of lemons. You really did, and you did it twice. And we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, you got your happy fairy tale ending. And also, you're going to offer up some tips or a tip on what moms can do now who might feel like you stuck. And at one time, but give them that strength, that positivity to help them get out of it. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You know what drives me crazy? When business owners believe that just because they're not on stage speaking, they don't need stage presence. Stages come in all shapes and sizes. You're on the stage when you're in a boardroom, talking to a prospect, or introducing yourself and your company. I invite you to join me on a free educational webinar called How to Triple Your Income Through Speaking. Learn the critical ingredients to make impact and income on any type of stage. Go to speakersuccessformula.com and grab your spot now.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. Are you ready to rise up and share all your greatness to the world? Stop playing small and settling for mediocrity? If so, then you need to join us at our eWomen Network Entrepreneur Conference and Business Expo in Dallas this year, August 3rd through the 5th. There will be hundreds of women entrepreneurs from all over the world waiting to meet you, to share knowledge, wisdom, and even partnerships. Get ready to be coached by me and learn from other multi-million dollar speakers who will teach, inspire, motivate, and guide you to transform your thinking from small to big. And you can't beat the food and fun at our Saturday night dance party either. Look, no one makes it alone, so it's time to stop trying to be the COE, chief of everything, and step into your role as CEO. There is nothing like the eWomen Network Conference to bring out your genius and help you take action on living your dream. Register at eWomenNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Spotlight on eWomen. Here's your host, Phyllis Smith.
And welcome back. My guest today is Elena Fernandez, and she has been, she's amazing. This is really up from the ashes. She is power, strength. Don't let that beautiful, beautiful face and smile fool you. She's got it in her. She's a tough girl and been through a lot and is now sharing that with the world. She's been awarded as best marketer, mom, entrepreneur of the year, best Latina lifestyle blogger of both 2015 and 16, and this 2017 best family and parenting creator of at the Tekla Awards. Her highly acclaimed blog, thepositivemom.com, has been ranked one of 100 top mom blogs worldwide, both in 2016 and 2017. And she has been named one of the top Latina influencers in the USA, in the United States, 2 years in a row. So Elena, we really, it's just so honored to know you. I've known you here in Dallas. We talked about that earlier. We've met several times, but boy, this story that you're telling us today of going from extreme poverty to now living a life and following your dream, and you got kind of a little fairy tale ending. So there you were, homeless, without a job, without any money in your bank account, two little babies, 1 and 2 year old. Take us to where you are now.
Thank you so much. And I just want to hug you.
I feel it. I feel it coming across.
So, you know, one of the things that happened in that moment is that it allowed me to reclaim my power and to understand that I could change my life. I could create my life from where I was. And that started through taking personal responsibility and understanding that I had a part in all of these events, that I could actually control some of that. Well, you know, I couldn't control where I was born, you know, what mother I had, what, you know, what my husband's reaction was to anything, or how my life was up to that point. I could control who I could be. And so in that moment where I found myself in the fetal position, you know, just not realizing, like, I have no idea what I'm going to do. I am clueless. I don't have a to-do list. I don't have a first step. I decided, you know, but I could write a to-be list. I could say, I want to be positive. I want to be a role model to my children. I want to be an empowering mom. I want to be the light that I can shine on the world, and I could be the joy that I wish to see in the world, but also I could be the mom I never had. So that led me into this journey of sharing my experiences and deciding to see the bright side and to decide that there was one, because sometimes we kind of have to look really deep and to think about all of the adversity that I went through prior to that as stepping stones and preparation to really teach me how to live this moment. So I had already had training in standing up for myself and climbing out of that environment. So I decided to use what I already had. And you know, I remarried. I have another little one. I spoke about her earlier and how she's a little replica in her own way of that power that I exuded in my childhood years. And just to be able to use these experiences to help others heal has been just a privilege. And I am just humbled because those awards that you mentioned are just kind of a representation of the women and the tears that we've exchanged and the and the smiles that they have found because of what has been done, you know, and the work that I don't say that I've done, but that them and I have done together.
This brings you to a place now where you're offering, you help women and help moms transform and find that positive mindset. Boy, you know, there's all kinds of research now being done. There is actually a whole study and work in positive psychology, how it actually does work when you change your mindset. On a biological level, we change, you know, on a cellular level, we change. And it's really amazing. You just knew that coming out of a fetal position. There was nobody telling you that. You figured it out. And so now you say you describe yourself as a storyteller, a strategist, and a student of pain. Yes. So why those three things?
Well, you know, a storyteller, because that's how I've healed and processed. Even, you know, when I started very early, you know, saying what was going on with me when I was not supposed to, and writing notes to my teacher below my homework. And, you know, my first business was a cardboard puppet theater in which I would tell stories to the slum kids so that I could earn the coins that led me to learn English. And then, you know, through my blog, I love to tell stories because I believe that stories create connection and that they build legacy. You know, your ideas, your perspective, your emotions, your history, your truth can be immortal once you put it into paper or in the digital campfire that we call the internet. So through story, you stay alive. You know, I my kids know my grandpa's story because it has been passed down. And so we create that connection. And through storytelling, I am able to share who I am, but also who we all are, and find those things that make us all human that we share, not only as moms, but as individuals. Strategists, because, you know, I'm always trying to figure out how to move to the next level and how to connect the dots, how to turn something that is traumatic into something that is beautiful and that can be transformational in somebody else's life. Just like that magazine was trash, you know, how do I transform that yucky thing into something beautiful? And it takes a strategy to do that. And then student of pain, well, I realized that pain is my friend. You know, something that you probably don't know is that I was brutally assaulted when I was 19 years old. And then 6 months later, I suffered a car accident that led me to an 8-day coma. And
oh,
that
my goodness.
Year, yes. And that year, yeah.
You know, I'm hearing this and I'm thinking, okay, oh, by the way, I was brutally assaulted and I was in a terrible car accident and in a coma. Yeah. So your story is unbelievable that you are here telling that in such a, saying that in just such a factual way. But oh my God. Yeah. A student of pain. Absolutely. A student of pain. But you say a student of pain.
Yeah. So absolutely, because, you know, through studying all of these things in my life, I realized, well, every time that I've suffered these strategies, I have also experienced a miracle because I survived. And so the more, you know, but you have to study it, though. It just doesn't come that way. You have to go through depression sometimes. You have to go through the fetal position. You have to go through the why me. But as you study it and start asking those questions intentionally and focusing on your intuition and connecting who you truly are, then you can find the lesson in that pain. And you can decide, you know, I am going to take that lesson, because that's what being positive means. It's not, you know, just being happy and excited all the time is finding, focusing on what makes you excited all the time. So pain is my friend and I'm its humble student. I welcome it and I say, okay, what am I learning this time? I'm going to cry. I get depressed. I cry about it. But then I find a reason to smile.
You say that right now what your mission is to help moms rewrite their story and heal their wounds and create joy, balance, and success on their terms. So as we close, what is one thing that our listeners can do? Well, just could be one person out there that you're talking to who is in a fetal position right now and happen to be listening to this podcast. What is one thing that you can tell them to stand up, get on, move on?
I would say, you are worthy. It doesn't matter what you've been through. Your history does not determine your destiny. And you can find yourself in the slum right now. Your life is a slum. Your life is a dumpster. It stinks. It's soggy. It's yucky. But there is a treasure if you just look up and if you just find one thing to be grateful for, because that's what a positive mom is. You take all of that stuff that's around you. It's always going to be there, but there's also beauty. And it's not, it may not be around you, but it is inside you. And as you find that beauty within, it just shines. And when you shine, others glow.
Well, you just made me cry. Thanks a lot. I'm just so moved by you. And if you're moved by Elena, and I don't know how you can't be, and you want to connect with her, whether you're a mom or maybe you've passed your mom stage, you could be an older mom like me, and you're in that fetal position. I don't know why that just, I just picture that, you being that way, and I've been there, and I picture somebody listening right now who is feeling like it's over, that they can't get up. And your story is just the first step is to just say, I'm going to do it. You don't even have to stand up, just do it, So I want to say, if you want to connect with Elena Fernandez, you can find out more about her and connect with her at her website at thepositivemom.com. And while you're there, check out her blogs and reach out to her. And it's so amazing. I've recently been meeting people out there in this world who are doing great things, in a world where there's just a lot of anger and hate going around. There's people like you, that are just lifting people up. So get up, move on. It's not easy. It's hard. It takes work and strategy and study of yourself in order for you to take that next step. Elena, thank you so much for just being on this earth.
I love you. Thank you so much for this opportunity, and I am just so moved by this moment. It's sacred to me. Thank you.
Thank you. Again, this is Spotlight on eWomen Network. Until next time.
Thanks for listening. This is the EWN Podcast Network.